10. The day after Beth's visit, a game warden from Florida Fish and Wildlife came to see Lloyd. They sat in the kitchen, and the warden, whose name was Gibson, accepted a glass of iced tea. Laurie enjoyed smelling his boots and pants cuffs for a while, then curled up under the table. "We caught the gator," Gibson said. "You're lucky to be alive, Mr. Sunderland. It was a damn big one."
"I know that," Lloyd said. "Has it been euthanized?"
"No, and there's some discussion about whether or not it should be. When it attacked Mr. Pitcher, it was protecting a clutch of eggs."
"A nest?"
"That's right." Lloyd called Laurie. Laurie came. He picked her up and began to stroke her. "How long was that thing there? I walked that damn boardwalk down to the fish house with my dog almost every day." "The normal incubation period is 65 days. That thing was there all that time?" Gibson nodded. "Much of it, yes. Deep in the weeds and sawgrass.
Watching us go by.
You and everyone else who used the boardwalk. Mr. Pitcher must have done something, quite by accident, that roused her, well..." Gibson shrugged. "Not maternal instincts. I don't think you could say that, but they're programmed to protect the nest."
"He probably swung the cane in its direction," Lloyd said. "He was always swinging that cane. Might even have hit her, or the nest."
Gibson finished his iced tea and stood up. "I just thought you'd like to know."
"Thank you."
"Sure. That's a nice little dog you got there. Border Collie and what else?"
"Moody."
"Ah, yeah, I see that now. And she was with you that day?"
"Ahead of me, actually. She saw it first."
"She's lucky to be alive, too."
"Yes."
Lloyd stroked her. Laurie looked up at him with her amber eyes. He wondered, as he almost always did, just what it was she saw in the face looking down into hers, like the stars he saw when he took her out at night. It was a mystery. Gibson thanked him for the iced tea and left. Lloyd sat where he was for a little while, stroking his hand through that cloudy gray fur. Then he put his dog down to go about her business while he went about his. It was life. You were stuck with it, and all you could do was live it.